9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
Our newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this chilly Thursday morning, 7:21, 34 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Lyon County Noxious Weed Director Amy Welch. Amy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing all right. Thanks for joining us here today. Is this a pretty busy time of year discussing noxious weeds and some of the other matters associated with the department?
It's definitely picking up right about now.
Understood. Well, let's talk a little bit about the different noxious weeds that are involved here across Lyon County and really how a noxious weed is classified to get us started.
Yes. All right. We'll start with how they're classified to be considered a noxious weed. That consists of invasive weeds that compete with our natural native plants and crops. A lot of them are harmful to livestock, because they're not a good source of nutrients for them, and some of them are just poisonous to our livestock. And also, they're not always aesthetically pleasing on our roadsides. The technical language, a noxious weed is a plant designated by federal, state, or local government officials as injurious to public health, agriculture, recreation, wildlife, or property.
All right, Amy, let's talk about the law here and noxious weeds. How is the law defined, and how do you look at it here as far as what we need to do?
Yeah, the state of Kansas has developed a noxious weed law, and it would be KSA Article 13. It's Chapter 2-1314, and it goes clear through 2-1333, stating that all persons who own or supervise land in Kansas are required to control and or eradicate all weeds declared noxious by the legislative action, and we have copies of that if anybody's interested in it. The state of Kansas has 12 weeds that we consider noxious. Lyon County currently has about 4 of those that we really gear towards, and I heard you all mention Lespediza this morning, the Cerisa Lespediza, and that's definitely one of the main ones, and we have Johnson grass, field bindweed, and Mustosal to follow up with those.
And those you look at the different process, and certainly they kind of come in different conditions, but, as you mentioned here about the, what makes them noxious weeds as well, just how significant is the noxious weed problem here in general across Lyon County?
It's pretty significant. You'd be hard-pressed to find any acreage that doesn't at least have a little bit of one of them in it.
And talking with Lyon County Noxious Weed Director Amy Welch on our primetime newsmaker here on a Thursday. It is 7:24, 34 degrees. Well, we mentioned the state of Kansas and the noxious weed law. Amy, is this something that is enforceable, and how is it enforced?
Yes, when we know of infestation of noxious weed on property, we first start out by, we try to call them up, and sometimes they just don't know. They might be a new landowner, or they're managing the land for someone else. We'll give them a call and tell them they need to spray it, and they've usually got about 30 days to at least show they're trying to take care of it. If they don't, we could file criminal action against them up to $100 a day for noncompliance to a maximum of $1,500.
And this is, I think, too, considering how expensive this can be, this is something here, too, where it sounds like noxious weed is not only here to enforce, but here to help.
Yes, we're definitely here to help.
Well, let's talk about how we can get help if we're a landowner. Is there a program that you use through the state of Kansas, Amy?
Yes, we have a cost-share program. What that entails, here in Lyon County, we get bids to get the best price we can for the chemicals we sell. We sorry. We take 25% off of that chemical and sell it to the landowners for 75% of our cost, which, you know, it helps them be able to get out there and do what they need to do.
Sounds like there are a couple of stipulations for that. Specifically, if you want to use that maybe for some other stuff, you can't.
Exactly. You have to be buying it for the noxious weeds. Since it's a cost-share program, it's actually illegal for us to sell chemicals just for random, like dandelions or things like that. You have to be spraying the noxious weeds with these chemicals to get them at our prices.
So this is a no-go for basic lawns, you know, lawn weeds and grasses then, right?
Yes, exactly. If somebody's wanting to kill their grass out so they can reseed, that is a no-go from us.
So do people have to come in? What do they have to do if they're going to buy some of these chemicals? Do they have to show proof of land ownership? How does that work?
They come in, and we have a program, and we put their name in it, and we have a big map, and they basically just show us on the map where they're going to be spraying it, and we put them in our system, and that way if there's any issues later on, we have all the information we need to find out. It's kind of a trust thing.
Okay.
Understood. Now, one question comes up here because it sounds like there's a specific season or maybe some specific seasons that residents can and landowners can spray and use this particular cost share program. Are you also at this particular point in time having some supply issues like we've seen in other areas due to COVID-19, or is that something that you're not dealing with?
Yes, we are having a lot of supply issues. We actually have a couple of our chemicals that we're having to limit how much a landowner can purchase. That way we can hopefully get it into more people's hands.
All right. So what is there a limit number that you're looking at here, Amy?
Yes. Our glyphosate product, which would be the brand name, would be Roundup. We don't have the Roundup, but we're limiting that to 20 gallons. And our Tordon 22K, we're limiting it to 10 gallons right now. Things could change, obviously, but at the moment that's what we're doing. So far, everything else we are not having any issues getting a hold of.
Back to the spraying season, typically when does the spraying take place? Is this really the time for that, or can you wind up spraying here, say, later in the year, summer and fall?
Spring's a really good time when everything's actively growing because they're taking in nutrients, and they're more apt to take in those chemicals, the herbicides, to their roots and take them. A lot of them, it's best to do in the spring. You can all summer as long as you pay attention to temperatures. And there are some that are actually easier to kind of take care of in the fall. Like the Cerisa lespidiza, fall's still a good time to be spraying it.
Well, good information here this morning. It is good to get you on, Amy. We'd love to have you back on later on. So if people have any noxious weed questions, concerns about the laws, ordinances, or chemicals, how do you direct them to get those answers?
They can give us a call out here. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Our phone number is 620-340-6366. Or they can come see us at 3000 West South Avenue. Again, ours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Anybody out here would be more than happy to help them. If they have questions and we can't find the answers, we have other people we can direct them to.
Outstanding. Amy, thanks so much for joining us here today, and best of luck here with the spraying season. If you need anything else to get out in the public, please feel free to let us know.
Most definitely. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Amy. Have a great day.
Yes, happy spraying.
Yeah, happy spraying to you. Lyon County Noxious Weed Director Amy Welch joining us on our primetime Newsmaker, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segments here for the rest of the month, our first available date happens to be the 22nd, and we do have a couple of dates that are already claimed as well beyond that, getting us into early May. So give us a call, 620-342-1400. Shoot us an email to kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow we'll be joined by Catherine Martin, who is the SOS Child Advocacy Center therapist and program coordinator. Special event coming up Wednesday. We'll get more details on that coming up tomorrow.
And our Newsmaker segment brought to you this morning by MRSK Buildings. They construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 620-340-7732. That's MRSK Buildings. Call Jeff Hodges today. KVOE Live and Local 730, 34 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Yes, we know it can be a stressful